Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is the diary, and this is your No Having a Voice as Having host, Stacey F. Johnson. And today is Sunday, the 20th. And I am going to talk about a couple of things, but my sister passed away last Tuesday. And I don't know how the hell I even tried to do this shit. I thought I'd finished crying by now, but, you know, it's not even crying about the fact that she's gone, because it ain't like I saw her ass every day and we chit-chatted all the time. But she was my oldest sister. She is my oldest sister. And I admired her very much. Okay, we're going to get this shit together because we ain't going to last 30 minutes. But, you know, she's been with me since she passed, because I was with her before she passed. I made it a point to go see her and to tell her that I loved her. And I thought she was awesome in life. And she's been with me in death so much. And I can feel it. And I've had good luck. Good things happened just these past couple of days. Yesterday, I said, sis, I know this is because of you. Because, you know, she was born December 15th. I was born December 16th. So I always felt so special and so close to her. She was my family, my mother and father's oldest. She's a girl. I was my mother and father's youngest. I'm a girl. She was funny. She was sweet. She would do anything for anybody, much like me. And doing anything for anybody that don't deserve anything done for them means they probably gonna kill you, and they killed my sister, but that's okay. Because my sister allowed it to happen, and we all have free will. And we can all allow motherfuckers to kill us if we so choose. But I love my sister, and, you know, she don't have nothing going wrong with her no more. And you know, this is just about my life as the youngest of 11 kids. You know, all I could do is watch them niggas and watch what they did. And the one thing I could always say is that they were always doing something positive. My siblings always, you know. You know, we're very divided as a family, you know, and everybody got an excuse as to why, but I'm so proud and happy and blessed that I know there's no excuses for that. And as far as my family's concerned, oh, I've made it known to them in no uncertain terms, nigga. There's no reason why we are not apart. Now, our oldest, between our mother and father, and we had 11, my mother was married and had Cheryl Mignon. Her name is Mignon. Cheryl's home. No, that's my oldest sister, Cheryl. My oldest blood sister is Mignon, the one that passed away. My mother was married. Like, I was married with Jesse and got married. Well, my mother was married with and had Cheryl, and they married my dad, and their oldest kid was my sister who passed, who is Mignon Marie Johnson. Okay, she was so crazy. She kept her first married name into her second marriage, okay, because she already knew who she really loved. And my sister was an angel, and still is. She's even a super angel right now. So what she did, and I watched my sister, and I love my sister. And when I found out she had cancer a year or so ago, I visited my sister and brought her flowers and spent time with her, bought her food, and just I hadn't seen her for a long, long time. And my sister was good at convincing people that, well, it's one thing, but it's something else. And you know, in the long, long story short, you know, my sister was a very messy kind of person, and it killed her. My sister was born of a father that was himself born in 1913. My dad would be 100 years. I thought it was last year, but according to my sister's this year, our father would be 100. My dad lived to be 67, okay? We were born of a mother that was born in 1923-4. That mother lived to be 73-74. Their oldest child, born and raised in a loving home, the oldest of 11 children, went to college, and Mount St. Mary's Academy, or no, I went to the St. Mary's Academy, Mount St. Mary's College, a degree in music, sang opera, married, had a child. Oh, that's where the problem started, but go back to that. Born of a loving home, of a father that loved her, a musical father that taught her a love of music. That's why she got a degree in music and was featured at her college for her beautiful voice. Then goes on and has a career. Strong black woman like we all are, and we fucking hate working for white people because they so hate her riches. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle it. I can handle it. She couldn't handle it. My sister made $90,000 a year in the 80s, 90s, okay? She wasn't no fucking joke. But what was a joke is her self-worth. She had zero. And somehow, for some reason, so she met up with a motherfucker that was so unequally her equal, unequally yoked, is definition for the nigga she married. She married one dude. That didn't work. Because she just a strong black woman. We strong black Johnson just can't be marrying niggas like that. They got to be strong men in who they are. Or else we'll get some old weak ass nigga that just do what we say and 20 years later, we're dead. They ain't. And they older than us. And now they kicking it. So I said, as soon as I seen the first crack hole, my sister shit, nigga, as black as you are, they ain't gonna be able to find you in the fire. Anyway, that's not a threat. Let's take that back. But anyway, my sister didn't live to be 67, the age of her father, who supported 13 people from the South, poor, that poor. She didn't live as long as that man or her beautiful mother. Didn't live as long, you know why? Because she allowed motherfuckers to come in her life and take her out of who she was as an individual and ruined her. And the wages of sin is motherfucking death. And that's what my sister got. And when I say sin, I don't mean she sinned, because my sister was an angel. We can sin when we go against what God intends us to be. That's when we sin. And my sister said, and now she's dead because she allowed motherfuckers to come in her life and convince her she was less than God's fucking best. And it was 66 years old. She's dead. I refuse to let a motherfucker kill me. You better bring it on like Donkey Kong, Freddie Posey. When you thought you was going to be the criminal and I was your fucking Bonnie to your nigga ass Clyde, you got a new awakening, didn't you, nigga? And you almost did right now. Fernando, when you thought Jesse was just going to put up with your old shit and you was going to kill my daughter, guess what? Everybody got new surprises. Because we see our Auntie Nemo. We see our sister Mignon. The everything, my dad and mom's everything, dead, because she allowed motherfuckers to come in her life and convince her she was less than God's best. So she played games. She did shit. We love her. And then my sorry ass family didn't do nothing up until the end. So she's dead. And I was there. She knows I love her because I told her. 7-8 days ago, all tubed up and shit. Okay, somebody was so quick she had to hurry up and go home for some reason. I don't understand that, but I'm going to figure out why motherfucker thought it was so important for her hurry up and go home where she died. But she knew that her baby sister loved her. And she knew that her baby sister wasn't going to sit back and let motherfuckers just be crackheads up in her shit. No, and I lost my shit a year and a half ago. my sister called as many people she could to try to get the most sorry niggas to help me. Of course they didn't. They didn't help her either. But you know what? We helped each other, and she knew I loved her. And she's with me. And she's my third spot in my tri Mecca with my mom and my daddy and now my oldest sister, Mignon Marie. Fuck niggas. Don't let them fuck your life, because you'd be like my sister. Now, a big-ass house with a whole bunch of shit in it. You dead. And the niggas that an old bus driver and broke down, nigga, older than you. Finna think he, like Chris saying, finna. He finna. Just ramsack through your shit, not to mention the little hoe-ass granddaughter that I'm getting ready to chin-check, just like her brother did last week. Then you got to go defend niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. I told him, look, my sister has free will. And y'all motherfuckers together, okay? But you just didn't have the right to, and you didn't understand that when she was alive. So now she dead. And we playing a whole new game now that she dead. Don't let a motherfucker kill you, okay? Me and Jesse had the conversation. Jesse calling me all the time. Yeah, life is important. Your family is important. Be close to your family. It's important. That shit is important. Don't let motherfuckers outside the family just kill your precious family members, even if they let you. That's why Michael Jackson ass did. Okay, well, Mignon Johnson, because motherfuckers don't give a fuck, okay? Give a fuck about your family. You know, me and my family tiff and we tough, but we know we love each other. I got the most precious ass text message from the one I just knocked the fuck out of, Christopher. Saying, Mom, I know how it feels to have a sibling that may be gone because Freddie done did some stupid shit once or twice. He said, but I don't know what it feels like for it to actually happen, Mom. For my 20-year-old. At some point when a motherfucker dies, everybody need to call to the truce and get your shit together. Not my dumbass family. Like I told him, look, whether it's Mignon or you, nigga, I do the same ass thing. We got a sorry ass family and we need to get it together. All y'all niggas, we went one down. How many more to go? And I'm going to live past the age of my motherfucking daddy and my mama. They gave us life. They gave us so much. They gave us so much. And we deny it. We deny what our parents give us. The wages of sin is death. Don't deny something you know in your heart. My sister knew in her heart. You know, just stuff, just a whole bunch of family shit that my dumbass family know. Everybody know. And now she did. So we're going to keep going on denying it now because she did. But you know what? Don't just let your family die. You're supposed to love your family. Just let your family die. And you know better. Can't do shit, you know, because a nigga by herself can't do shit. Who's next on the board? We can't find our sister Tammy. So what's she next? Next up, Tammy Johnson. What the fuck? Wake up. Do some shit. Help somebody. This is some bullshit here. I'm going to take a break. Thank you. the diary shit. I'm getting ready to take some NyQuil because I got a cold. I ain't had a cold in 20 years. Jesse said, Mom, you got a cold? I'm like, yes, working graveyard. You know, a cold ain't nothing but the universe. Let me put shit up my nose right now. The universe telling your dumb ass that you out of balance. So I got a cold. And then my sister got sicker. And then I've been with my cold. Because I'm out of balance. No, I ain't working no goddamn graveyard. I ain't. Jesse said, Mommy, you ain't young. Like, excuse me? Like, this ain't Pager Repair Depot days, Mama. Go to bed at night like you're supposed to. Like, I know. I was tripping. I was feeling myself. I was really okay. So I got a cold. So I'm like, fuck it. I've had this cold 4 days. And then I'm all, okay, I'm over my sister. I ain't crying no more. I'm like, oh, God, my God, what do you keep coming to? But, you know, ain't a damn thing to cry about. Because every time I think about it, I see her at 16. And me and somebody hold me, my sister Chandra, hold me. That means she's 16, because she was 16 when I was born. All pretty, and they got an attitude. See? And when you're too pretty, you get attitude. You know what I'm saying? You should have kept that attitude. Never let a motherfucker take it away. But now you get to get into that same beautiful body. I can remember you being in, having fun with your brother. Not this cancer body that was overweight and sick and ruined. So you with the angel, my mom and my daddy, and it's all good. You know, but you with me too. That's the wonderful part. Because you know I love her. You know what I'm saying? I went to see her, and that's the best part. It ain't like I'm sitting around, oh, she died yesterday, really? Oh, man, fuck. No, nigga, that's why I got the cold. I've been up and down. You know, and I'm the same way. I'm just like her. We was raised by the same parents. Putting up with some old shit, you know, you ain't supposed to put up with just because you want to please another motherfucker. Oh, hell no. That's what happened to me the last 3 years. I started my legs. I need to tell y'all something. Hey, I need to tell you something. Because I'm tired of this old shit. Okay, somebody likes the ladies, and it's not your brothers, okay? So, you know, for what? What? You ain't going to catch me choosing me at 66. And my daughter said, like, Mom, I don't even see you. I know, I know this old lady. She's 70-something years old. I said, that's my mom. I'm like, okay, you feel me? My grandma, okay? What grandma did for sure is what the fuck she wanted to do. And didn't hold her tongue, okay? And didn't let nobody throw her out of who she knew she was. My mother was a perfect example. Everybody wanted to dog my mama. Oh, mama, shit. My mama so far has outlived her children. Let's go. Let's do it. Cheryl, okay, you might be, you know, you good, but I think it's that Budweiser keeping you alive. So I'm going to take your lead. So, all right, so far, so good. My mama ain't too bad. She done outlived her daughter by 11 years. Let's go. All right? Shit, no. Please. That's how the cause of disease is internalizing what you feel. Let that shit go. Let it go. Okay? Let it out. Let it go. You don't owe nothing to nobody but yourself. And if you have children, you owe it to them to protect and love them. That's all you owe them. And when they're 18, nigga, you don't owe them a roof. Shit. That's why I live like I live, because I know I don't owe my kids a roof. When it comes to me, well, you better bring some spray and a mattress. You feel me? Because mama don't give a fuck. Impressing God is what's on the menu, not you or another motherfucker in the street. And I got everything I need every day. And I washed my car this morning. My car was looking like Dusty Boy. I sneezed just looking at it. So, can't make it look too good because they think you got some money. I was like, oh, no, dirty, no money. That's some shit. My sister did, 66. Funny sister, love to be happy. Married a motherfucker that took happy away. And if you see him, well, like sis, come on, man. It was the internet. Anyway, we got to live for the people we love. I live for mom and dad. Now I got to live for my sister and help her daughter, who was totally misunderstood so many years. But I understand her, and I understand what went on. And my family don't understand because they're some of the most disassociated, uninvolved individuals that I've ever met in my life. But hey, it's okay. You know, I have the older mother and father. I had the mother and father that probably were at the height of everything good when they had me. Selfishness was gone. Spirituality was at the height of its height. That's why I know I got the best out of my mother and father. They waited. They pumped out one more baby girl. Said, well, it's almost like that first one. But we ain't going to make her quite as weak because we don't want her dead at 66. So we make it around the same birthday. Can we do that, Willa? Oh, Bill, you know we can't. Shit. Her name was Little Baby Stace. Mignon, love you. You know it because I told you. Squeezing that soft hand. Soft as hell. Like, see, somebody with a hand that's soft shouldn't be dead. And somebody with the insurance you had. Go on. We let our people die. They don't have to. But she was probably ready to go. She had a choice to. She saw her daddy. She saw her mama. And then she saw that monster in that situation that she created. And it came right to her that it's probably best for everybody. She gone. And she visited my daughter. Before my daughter knew she passed. It's crazy. We'll talk about it. We'll write a book about it. But she said, Mom, Auntie Nemo wants you to know that she loves you. I said, I know. Because Auntie Nemo knows. And I love her too. Because I told her and I showed her. And she shook her head. And she turned my way and she heard my voice. And she knew. So, when people die, especially, you expect your parents to die, but when your brothers and sisters start dying, you know, it's kind of a different story. And you got to understand that I've always used my brothers and sisters, my mother and father's wife as a blessing because I didn't really know them, so I just had to learn from them, see what they do. I've made mistakes, some really bad ones. And God has forgiven me for those, and what I've learned so far is that life is about the person right now, you right now. It's all about your life right now. Cherish today. See, what a perfect song for Sade to be singing. I didn't pick this shit. You know what I'm saying? Every day is precious. Love the people that you're given. And you ain't got to hate nobody just because you don't like them. Let them go in love, and that love that you let them go in will be returned to you. I had spoke with my sister a year ago, and I didn't talk to her. And I told her husband what I was going to do to him when my sister died. But I love my sister, and I just know watching her life, you know, who she really was as a young woman that I watched and admired, that this old woman that died could have had a rewrite and is hopefully having one right now somewhere else where she can glorify the God that she's always served and just got caught up like we all do. Don't get caught up. Don't let a motherfucker take your life because the motherfucker will kill you if you let him. We all have free will. You got to use that to serve God and yourself, serving God first. Don't be unequally yoked. Shit, that'd be a nice thing. Ask God to bring you his best. And if there's anything about anything, any situation, person, circumstance, that don't sit right in your gut, that's God telling you to let it go. There's a lot of shit I've learned. Watching my sister's life and watching the pieces of her death. And so hard to fathom that I have a sibling that's dead. Anyway, you figure what's going to happen. But like I told my babies, I said, you're not gone. Fred's not gone. Jesse's not gone. Elijah's here. And God gave me those people too. So it's all about loving the ones that are here, learning for the ones that are gone, and knowing that their bodies are gone, but their spirits are here. And they love you. They loved you when they walked around you. They can do more for you, protect you, and love you now that they are part of the thing that made us all. They are part of the biggest thing, the one most wonderful thing, which is love. Love created us. So when our bodies die, our spirits go back in that awesome state of love. And she's floating around, perfect. Not a blemish, not a nothing, not a nothing. That's why nothing about anything that was wrong about her exists anymore. So we focus on what's right, all the wonderful things that she did, what she accomplished in her life. And I think about the times when she really showed me that she loved me. And this is the diary, and I sound like a suck-ass right now, but, you know, my parents taught me to love, even if I, you know, like, hey, they taught me to love and it worked, you know. So that's why I told them, I said, I do, but it could be you, okay. My sister Mignon was our oldest and so sophisticated and so pretty and so determined, and she just had horrible, horrible, horrible taste in men. And I think that is a trait of the Johnson women, I must say. So we can't help ourselves. My sister's in the air where she can do the best for herself now and for the universe. This is a diary where I love you. And make sure you give love to the people that are with you, because you'll be sounding like a sucker ass like me, you know. Something go wrong, you'd be sounding like me. So have a great week. If God willing, I have something to talk about. I don't watch news and shit. I'm like, you know what, I need to watch the news or something, because I don't have nothing to talk about. But remember, love is everything. Don't wait till they're dead. Do it now when they're alive. Let all your funk go, because that don't really mean shit. Okay? You ain't going to get no shit till you love somebody. Love the people that are there. And make sure you talk to the people that are not, because their spirits are alive. And if they love you, they are there, and they will respond. Have a wonderful